We're on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. We'll start from the top of the Amud. Tana Rabbanan. Now, just as a review of what came before this, we had a statement of Rabbi Yochanan, which is called Tfilas Tashlumin. So it means that if you miss the Tfilah in its time, then you could make it up by adding another Tfilah in the next period of time, the Onas Smucha. Now, the Braisa that we're about to learn now addresses a unique case within this constellation called Tashlumin. Tov lo ispal mincha be Erev Shabbos. Now, mincha and Erev Shabbos is a tefillah of 18 brachos. Is mispal b'leil Shabbos shtayim. He's going to add a replacement, a Tashlumin. We call it a makeup tefillah on Leil Shabbos. But that tefillah will only consist of 7 brachas. So he's going to have a tefillah of 7 brachas to replace the tefillah of 18 brachas. And that's fine, because it's one heftz of tefillah, we would say. Whether it's made of this amount of brachas or not, it's a tefillah, and that will replace the original tefillah. Now we have another case, Tov lo ispal mincha b'shabbos. So he omitted a tefillah of 7 brachas, mispal b'motzai shabbos shtayim shel chol. And the Bryce emphasizes shalchol, meaning it's going to be a full 18 brachos. So now he's going to replace the tefillah that he omitted of 7 brachos with a tefillah of 18 brachos. And that's fine. Now, in which of these two tefillos, which he's reciting on Motzi Shabbos, should he insert the Havdolah, Atachon Antono, in Chonin Adas, Burishona? In other words, when we have two tefillos, one of which is a tefillas chova in its time, and the other one is a tefillas tashlumin, then the sequence is that first he fulfills his tefillas chova, and then afterwards he adds the tefillas tashlumin. So when he recites the tefillas chova on Motzi Shabbos, which is the Arvus of Motzi Shabbos, he recites Havdolah in Chonin Adas, Atachon Antono, because that first tefillah is the tefillah to tefillas chova of Arvus of Motzi Shabbos. V'eino mavdil b'shnia, and obviously once he fulfilled his obligation of Havdolah in the first tefillah, that's the Arvus of Motzi Shabbos, he doesn't repeat Havdolah in the Tashlumin, because that Tashlumin is really a replacement for the Mincha of Erev of Shabbos itself, which he omitted, so that Havdolah is inappropriate. And from a certain perspective, you could say that Havdolah is going to be the indicator as to which of these two tefillos is Chova and which is Tashlumin, because Tashlumin doesn't get Havdolah, but the tefillas chova gets Havdolah, and he's going to be mavdil b'rishona, because the first of the two tefillos, whenever you have a tashlumin situation, is always going to be the tefillas chova, and then comes the tefillas tashlumin. Now the Bryce addresses the following question: what if he messed up, and instead of reciting Havdolah in the first of the two Shmon Esreis, which was the tefillas chova of Arvis, he left out Havdolah and he placed it into the second Arvus? So in Hivdil b'shniya v'lo Hivdil b'rishona, shniya also lo, rishona lo also lo. It sounds like what the Brisa seems to be saying is that he must have Havdolah in his tefillah. That's critical. And since he only recited Havdolah in the second Shmon Esrei, omitting it in the first Shmon Esrei, then only the second Shmon Esrei is valid, because that's the Tefillas Arvus of Motzi Shabbos. Now, as far as Tashlumin is concerned, we would have thought that let the first Tefillah be Tashlumin, right? The one in which he omitted Havdolah Atachon Antonu. But the truth is that that's not going to be so, because there's no such thing as a tefillas tashlumin before he davens the tefillas chova. And the tefillas chova was the second Shmon Esrei in this case, And the proof is in the pudding, because he inserted Havdalah into the second Shmon Esrei. So the first Shmon Esrei without Havdalah could only be potentially a Tfilas Tashlumin, but there's no Tfilas Tashlumin before the Tfilas Chova. So he's going to actually have to daven a third Shmon Esrei, which is going to be a Tfilas Tashlumin for Mincha of Shabbos. So in other words, when we ask the following question, why couldn't the second Shmon Esrei be Tashlumin, and the first Shmon Esrei was L'shem Chova, and the second now will be L'shem Tashlumin? Why is it so terrible if he left out Havdalah in the first and added in the second? Let the first be a Tfilas Chova, albeit without Havdalah, but it'll be Yotzi Havdalah by inserting it into his Tfilas Tashlumin via his second tefillah. But the answer is that Havdalah is going to establish the nature of the tefillah. It's not a matter of his mindset and his intention, but it's a matter of the Shmon Esrei itself. And by omitting Havdalah in the first of his two Shmon Esreis and inserting it into the second, he's now established that the first Shmon Esrei is a Tfilas Tashlumin and the second is a Tfilas Chova. And since he cannot fulfill his Tfilas Tashlumin before he fulfills his Tfilas Chova, therefore the second Tfilah, which was the Tfilas Chova, is also low. That's fine, but he's going to have to repeat a Tfilas Tashlumin because he cannot be Yotze his Tfilas Tashlumin before his Tfilas Chova.
Does that make the first one that he davened? He said Hashem's name 18.
Right, it's like Motzi Shem Hashem Lashav, right? Because if there's no heter, if there's no chiyuv, if it's an invalid tefillah, then that's a problem because he mentioned God's name.
It should be enough to make the tashlumim and everything kosher. It's not to have to.
Right, I see what you're saying.
All right.
Lameima, the Gemara asks, the Kevin de lo Avdil b'kamaisa. Are you telling me that because he omitted Havdalah in the first of the two Shmon Esreis, is Kemandalo Tzoli Domi Umahadrinan Le? In other words, the addition, the requirement to add Havdalah to Shmon Esrei on Motzei Shabbos is so critical that he cannot fulfill his mitzvah of Mairiv in event that he omitted Havdalah. Veriminu, but I'll ask you a contradiction from a brisa. It says Tavlo Hizkiya Gvuras Geshamim B'Tchias HaMeisim U'Sheila B'Birchas HaShanim Achzirin Oso. This brisa begins with those additions that are absolutely critical. For example, Gvuras Geshamim, which is Mashem Ruach Maragoshim, if he omitted that in the third brach of Shmon Esrei, the brach of Tchias HaMeisim, or for example, when he gets to Birchas HaShanah, which is the ninth bracha, he omitted She'ela V'Sein Talamotu L'Vracha Machzirin, so he's got to start again. He has to repeat the Shmon Esrei, because those additions, whether it's Azkaras Geshamim or it's Birchas or She'elas Geshamim, those are absolutely critical. However, now we get to the Sefer of this Brisa, in contrast to the Reish Havdalah V'Chone Nadas Ein Machzirin. So if he omitted Havdalah and meaning Ata Chonin Tonu in the Brach of Chonin Nadas, then he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. And why is that? Because he could be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Havdalah when he makes Havdalah Ala Kos. In any event, it's clear from this Brisa that the omission of Havdalah in Ma'ariv of Motzi Shabbos is not critical. It doesn't undermine the tefillah. And the Gemara says that that's against the previous brisa, which says that if he omitted Havdalah in the first Shmon Esrei, he wasn't Yotzei. L'chor, he should be Yotzei by virtue of the fact that the omission of Havdalah is not critical, it's not indispensable. Kashin, the Gemara ends up with a question. Now, the Mefarshim are very keen on the difference between Kasha and Tyufta. And Kasha means that there is a Teretz. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, we have an indication that perhaps La Halacha, we do paskin like the first price. So let's just see what it says in Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Simon Reish Sadi Dalid. It says that Im Lo Hivdil B'Tfila Eino Chozer, if he omitted Havdalah in his Mairiv of Motzi Shabbos Eino Chozer, which means we accept the second brisa that Havdalah is not critical, as we said before, B'nei Sheyochel Yomer Al HaKos. And yet, at least according to some poskim, we accept the first brisa, which says that in the case of Tashlumin, he's not going to fulfill his chiyuv with the first Shmon Esrei, and that's because Tashlumin came earlier. So the language of the Gemara, Kasha Natyuvta, this is the Rosh here in Brachos, in the name of Haigon, indicates that we're not going to reject the first brisa, and there's going to be a logical understanding and explanation for the first brisa, that since he was mavdil in the second Shmon Esrei, that establishes that the second Shmon Esrei is the Tfilas Chova, and the Rishona was therefore Tfilas Tashlumin. And the law is that you can't be mocked in a tefillas tashlumin to the tefillas chover. It can't be that the tefillas tashlumin comes first. Therefore, he has to be chozer. He needs another tefillah as a tefillas tashlumin. Now, what would be the din, says Rav Haigon, if he didn't have Havdol in either of the two tefillos? Well, let's say he recited Havdol in both of those two tefillos. In that case, ein machzirin also, because then he hasn't established which of those two tefillos is a tefillas tashlumin. And therefore, since both tefillos are identical, whether he omitted Havdol in both or he recited Havdol in both, so the two tefillos are now identical, and there's no establishment of one as tefillas chov and the other as tefillas tashlumin, and therefore we can organize it in any way we like. So we could say the first tefillah was a tefillas chov, just that he omitted Abdullah, but he'll recite Abdullah b'alakos. And the second was a tefillas tashlumin, and therefore he was yotze. He doesn't need a third Shmon Esri. The only time he needs a third Shmon Esri is if he omitted Atachonin he omitted Abdullah and Atachonin in the first Shmon Esri, but he inserted it in the second Shmon Esri, then that means that he has established that the second Shmon Esrei is his Tfilas Chova. Itmar. We are now up to a very, very famous brisa, and the issue of this brisa is who established the three Tfilos. And here we have machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Tfilos Avos Tiknum. So the tefillos were established by the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Brisa is now going to support Rabbi Yossi and go through each one of the Avos and see which psukim will teach us which of the Avos established which of the tefillos respectively. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, however, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, and he holds tefillos keneged tmidim tiknum. These were not established by the Avos, these three tefillos, on a daily basis, but rather, these were established by the Anshei Knesset Agdola to correspond to Karbonos. And again, we're going to have a brisa in a minute to support Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and the brisa is going to spell out which of the three tefillos correspond to which of the Karbonos, and solve the problem. We only have two Karbonos tamid on a daily basis, so where does Myriv fit in? In any event, the Rambam writes in his Sefer HaMitzvos that the Gemara doesn't mean to say here in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that the Chachamim is that the Avos actually established the tefillah as we know it with the Nusach HaTefillah, but rather they established three tefillos. The Nusach HaTefillah, even according to Rabbi Yossi, was fleshed out by the Chachamim. The Anshei Knesset Agdola were going to formulate the exact Nusach HaTefillah, but the basic tefillah in its time, that was established by the Avos. Now, according to the second opinion, which is that of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, that tefilos keneged karbonos tiknum, what it means is that the chiyuv tefilah, again, this is the famous sheet of the Rambam, is doraisa, but it's the chachamim that organized the zmaniyat tefilah. And that's the Rambam sheet at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah. The Ramban actually disagrees with the Rambam in his Hasogas on Sefer Mitzvahs. He holds that Tefillah itself is a Takanas Chachamim. So the Ramban is going to read this Gemara in one way, and Rambam is going to read it a different way. The Ramban is going to read it that when the Chachamim established these Tefillos, was it established at the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, or it predates them? And these three tefillos were established by the others, but it's all midirei chachamim. It's all derabbanan. Whereas the Rambam holds that tefillah is doraisa, but this machlok is only to be about tefillah derabbanan, meaning the chachamim came along and they decided exactly when to daven. But the Torah would allow you, for example, to daven once a day, and the Torah wouldn't require a specific formula. Just any bakasha would do. So now we're going to go through the various brises. There are two brises that we're about to learn. Each one supports one of the two shitas respectively. The first brise, Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Avram, Tikein Tfilas Shachris, Shenemar, after the destruction of Sodom, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, El Hamakom Asher Amad Shom, and then it says Espinei Asher. So we're going to underline two words in this pasuk, Vaboker and Amad. So we're talking about Amida. What is Amida? Ein Amida El Tfila. And therefore, when it says Asher Amad Shom, it means that's where he was mispalel, and the pasuk says Vaboker, and this is going to be a basis for the conclusion that Avram established tefillah shachris. Now, how do we know that Amida is a lashon of tefillah? We call it the Shmoneh Esrei Amida, the Amida. Shenemar, it says in Tehillim, with regard to the Magefa, after the Znus with Benos Moav, it says that they worshipped Avodah Zarah, Vayamod Pinchas Vayefalel Vateotzer Amagefa. That Pinchas stood up, and now you ask me, what is Amida in the case of Pinchas? What does it mean that he stood up? Vayfalel means he prayed. So that now we know that the word Amida is a reference to Tefillah, and Avram Avinu was omed baboker in order to be mispalel. So he established Tefillah Shachris. Yitzchak tikein Tefillah Minchas, and emar vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnos arev. And Lifnos Arav means after the sun tilted from its mid zenith towards the west, towards the setting. And here we want to underline two words again in the pasuk: Suach and Lifnos Arav. Ein Sicha el Tefillah. That the word Sicha in the Torah means Tefillah. Shenema, how do we see this in pasuk in Tehillim again? Tefillah la'ani ki yatov. So you see that the word tefillah here, which appears at the beginning of the pasuk, v'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, at the end of the pasuk is indicative, the word siach is indicative of tefillah. So this pasuk is referring to tefillah, and in this pasuk the word sicha is used to define tefillah. Hence, when Yitzchak goes out, lifnos arev, lasuach basad, that means lispalel. And that's when he established tefilas mincha, lifnos arev. And finally, Yaakov tiken tefilas arvis, shenemar. So again, this is after Yaakov Avinu leaves Be'er Sheva, he's going on his way to Charan. And it says, vayifgaba makom vayolin shom. And here we want to emphasize the word vayivga, and then after vayolin shem it says ki ba hashemesh, which means that the sun set. So what does vayivga mean? Ein pegia ela tefila. That the lashon of pegia is indicative of tefila. How do we know that? Shenemar pasuk in Yirmiyah, and this is after Yirmiyah heard from God that he has to warn the people of Israel and tell them what's going to happen if they don't do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds the following statement to Yirmiyah: V'yata al tispalel b'yad ha'om hazeh v'al tisa ba'adam rina u'tfila v'al tifga bi. In other words, don't ask me for any kind of compassion on behalf of the people, because they've already crossed all the red lines. But you see that the word tifga, miloshen pegia, is a reference to tefillah. And therefore, when Yaakov says vayivka b'makom, it says vayakov vayolen shom kiba hashemesh, we're talking about tefillah, because vayivka is a loshen tefillah, and we're talking about tefillas arvis, which is in the evening. Now Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Yaakov, is bothered by the following question. The Gemara says in Chulin that Yaakov davened during the day, and only after he finished davening, when he wanted to go on his derech, then shakalo shemesh kodem zmana, that there was a miracle and the sun set before its time, and that was kadesh yolen shom, so that he would go to sleep there and then have the revelation of the sulam, of the dream of the ladder. So why would Tfilas Arvis be established from Tzeisak Kochavim if the Gemara tells us that Yaakov Vinu davened when it was still day before Shkia? That's Tosfos' question. And Tosfos answers that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Zman Tfilas Mincha is up to Plag HaMincha. And immediately after Plag HaMincha, which we'll see is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, you could already daven Ma'ariv. So that's really interesting, that if Yaakov Avinu davened before Shkia, then Adarav, that's why we could daven before Shkia, and that's going to be based on our Pesach Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, because again, the assumption of Tosfos, not only here, but at the beginning of Masechta Brachos, is that as soon as you pass the moment, the latest moment for Mincha, that moment, you daven Ma'ariv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the latest moment for Mincha is Plag HaMincha, immediately after Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, you're going to daven Ma'ariv. So this brisa that we just learned supports the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Tfilos Avos Tiknum. Now we're going to bring a brisa, Tanya Kavosi to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, to support Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tiknum. Neima Omru Tfilas Shachris HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Why is it? And this reflects the Shita, the Chachamim, the Tanakama of the Mishnah here at the beginning of the fourth parak, that the latest time for Shachris is midday. That the time for the Korban Shachris, the Tomet Shel Shachar, is up until midday. That's the Shita of the Tanakhama. So that since Tefillah Keneged Korbanos Tiknum, the time for Tefillah is going to be established by the time for the Korban. In this case, the Korban Tomet Shel Shachar. And the Tomet Shel Shachar can be brought as late as Chatzos Hayom. That's according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. He says that the time for Tefillah Shachris is Ad Arba Shos, until the fourth hour. We don't know if that means the beginning of the fourth hour, the end of the fourth hour. The Gemara is going to vacillate about that later. But why the fourth hour? And the answer is Sheri Tomet Shel Shachar Korei V'Holich Ad Arba Shos. So the machlokas here between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda is really rooted in Kodshim, in Karbonos. You know, we'd have to learn Masechta Zvachim. In other words, both the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda agree, A, that Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tiknum, B, that Tfilos Shachris is, and its final time, its Sof Zmana, is going to be determined by the Zman of Hakrovas HaTom. And so on that there's no issue. But Machlokas is going to be, when in fact is the Sof Zman Hakrovas HaTom and Shel Shachar? Whereas the Chacham hold it's at Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it's until 4 hours. And why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the time for Tom and Shel Shachar is only until the fourth hour? So the Yerushalmi here in Masechta Brachos explains Rabbi Yehuda that Rav Yehuda has a gzeira shava. In the parsha of Kamed Tamid, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, it says, and the word baboker appears elsewhere in the parsha of Lekitas Haman. In Parshas Bishalach, it says, Vayilkitu oso baboker, baboker. And Mala Halon says, Yerushalmi, be arba shows that the latest time for collecting the man in the morning was until the fourth hour. Is Afkan here too, with regard to Boker in Tamid Shel Shachar, the latest time for the Kovet is arba shows. The Chachom say ad chatzos, and the reason for that is because with regard to the Kovet Tamid, the Torah says in the parasha of Tamid at the end of Bamidbar, it says Shnayim Layom, which means that we split the day into two. Half of it is called Boker, half is called Erev. The first half is for the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, the second Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And the Yerushalmi goes into a long discussion to figure out how Lekitas Haman ended at the end of the fourth hour, and that would be the underlying Shita of Rabbi Yehuda with this Gzeirah Shavah Baboker Baboker. But just to summarize, the bottom line of our discussion is that the machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about the sovzman of Tefillah Shachar is really rooted in Hilchos Karbonos, in the Karbon Tamid Shel Shachar. When is the latest time to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar? Now we go on to Mincha. Now here too, with regard to Mincha, we have machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. When is the latest time for Mincha? So first the Tanakama, Ne'amah Omru, why did the Chachamim say the Tefillas Mincha Ad Ha'erev? And you have until sunset to recite Tefillas Mincha. Shari Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, Kariv Ha'olech Ad Ha'erev. That the second Tamid, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, was brought up until the time of Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Ad Plaga Mincha. That the latest time to daven the second tefillah of the day, the tefillas mincha, is plag. And why? Again, we go back to Korban Tamid. Sharei Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim Kariv Ha'olech Ad Plag HaMincha. So we now again have a machlokas in tefillah, in this case mincha, which is rooted in the issue of karbanos, in particular in the question of Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. When is the latest time to bring the Korban Shel Bein Arbayim? The Chachamim hold until sunset, and Rabbi Yehuda says until Plaga Mincha, but not beyond.
So today we generally try and daven tefillah in the morning before 4 hours, but in the afternoon there's nobody saying you have to daven before 5. So it seems like we kind of hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the morning, but not in the afternoon.
I would say the following, that if, let's say, you miss the fourth hour, then you could daven shachris. I'm not sure exactly what the status of that shachris would be. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would not be allowed to daven at that point, because it's nishtaher, as we say, nishtaher. It's not here and not there. It's not shachris, and it's not mincha. So it's not as zman tefillah. We're going to try to assume, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the zman tefillah is up to the fourth hour. But nevertheless, if you miss that time period, we're going to allow you to be mispalel up until chatzos. And that tefillah has an ambiguous status. And as we go through all the laws of tefillah, we're going to see that there's always this middle ground of tefillah. That tefillah is called, in the Lashon HaShas, Rachmei Minhu. It's a kind of generic kind of tefillah that attaches itself to a time period, but it's not exactly the tefillah bizmana. So you get schar for tefillah, but not exactly tefillah bizmana. Now, as far as mincha is concerned, I don't know if anyone tries to be yotze the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and try to make sure that we daven mincha before plag. What I do know is that many people try to daven mincha at what's called mincha gedola, the earliest time for mincha, because Zrizim Akdim, you know, they want to make sure that they don't get preoccupied with the chores of the day and so forth, and therefore they may delay mincha until it's too late. But you're right, you know, it's in the poskim, we're going to have to iron it out and figure why in certain cases we are machmir for Rabbi Yehuda, and in other cases we seem to have completely rejected Rabbi Yehuda. Now we get to Ma'ariv. And this is a problem, because if we're assuming in this price, like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tikkun, there's no covenant at night, the Beis HaMikdash is closed for business at night. Is if Neymar Amru Tfilos HaErev Ein Lo Keva, Ein Lo Keva means that we could daven throughout the night. Sharei Evarim Upidorim Shalonis Aklu Miba Erev is Kraven V'Holchim Kol HaLayla. And there's a certain fats of the carbon, let's say for example a carbon ola that has what's called pidarin or a varin, you know, certain major limbs of the carbon ola have to be burnt on the mizbeach. Now if the mizbeach, they were placed onto the mizbeach mibod yom before nightfall, but there wasn't enough time for the fire on the mizbeach to burn up the varin pidarin. And the mitzvah is not just to put it on the mizbeach, but also that it should be burnt on the mizbeach. So you have a varim, for example, in the case of a carbon ola, because ola is kulo kolil. You have pedarim, which is certain chalav, and that applies to all karbanos. And although these karbanos had hazrikas adam, and the, you know, the havas hakarbon, the avodas hakarbon culminates with placing the avarim and the pedarim on the mizbeach for purpose of sreifa. But nevertheless, lo nisaklu mibaerev, the sreifa did not consume the avarim pedarim during, you know, before nightfall. Is kraven holchim kol halayla? You can fulfill the mitzvah during the entire night. And therefore, since Arvis is keneged haktoras evarim upidarim, therefore Ma'ariv ein lo keva, and you can fulfill this mitzvah during the entire night. Now, some commentaries understood that when the Gemara asked the question about Tfilas Arvis here, when this Bryce asked the question, the Bryce was focused on the fact that kol halayla. Why is it that Tfilas Arvis could be prayed throughout the entire night? And the Gemara answers, because Arvis was established as a corresponding tefillah to Evarim Upidarim, which are craven kol halayla. But there are others who have a different take on this Gemara, and this is in Shita Megubetz, is that the Gemara is asking, why is Tfilas Arvis a reshus? And that's based on a sugya that we'll have later, that Tfilas Arvis is not a chova like Shachris and Minchas Rishus. We have accepted upon ourselves as a chova, but in and of itself the Tfilas and Tfilas Rishus. And the Gemara answers that since it's, you know, it's iffy, you know, under certain conditions they'll have to burn the Evarim Pedarim during the night, but under other conditions it could be the Evarim Pedarim were completely consumed in Vod Yom. So therefore this karbon, which is called Evarim Pedarim, is not what you call kavua. It's not set. You know, it may or may not come to pass. And therefore Tfilas Arvis, which was established corresponding to Evarim Pedarim, is also not set. It's not an absolute chiyuv, but rather it's a reshus. So that's a whole different take on that part of the Braisa. Now to finish up the Braisa, we're left with Musaf. So we've covered Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Neima Amru Shel Musafim. Again, this is the Tanakhama Kol Hayom. Sherei Karban Shel Musaf Kariv Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos. Sherei Karban Musaf Kariv Olich Ad Sheva Shos. So once again, both the Chachov Rabbi Yehuda agree that the Tefillah was established Kedeged the Karban. Both agree that Karban Musaf will, the Zman for Tfilas Musaf, excuse me, will be determined by the Zman for Karban Musaf. The latest time for Karban Musaf will determine the latest time for Tfilas Musaf, but now the Machlokas is about the Karban Musaf itself. When is the latest time for Karban Musaf? So let me just quote to you the Rambam's language in Maisa Karbonos. He writes that Hamala Ola, when a person brings a Karban Ola, Reu Shokhe Vizorch Sadam Kishar Karbonos Mafshit, Minateach u'makti is called nesachim al gabi amizbeach. And as far as other karbanos is concerned, we only burn on the mizbeach the evarim. I'm sorry, the emurim, not the evarim. And the emurim divide up into different categories. For example, if you have a shor or an eiz, then the chelev al akerev is called the emurim. And included under the chelev is also the chela, that's agabi keva, so these are different kinds of fats in the animal, shtei kloyos. And then there's a chelev shalem, the chelev on top of the kloyos. Kloyos, I think, are translated to English as kidneys, if I'm not mistaken. And these are the various dinim that apply to different karbonos. The Rambam dedicates an entire chapter in Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos to the various parts of the animal that have to be burnt on the mizbeach. And again, we're talking about the regular mizbeach, the mizbeach on the choshes. Now, the Gemara Pesachim Adaf Namid Ches says that the zman of Karbon Musaf is ad sheshos umechza, and here Rabbi Yehuda mentions ad sheveshos. So the Rishonim answer that even though they were lemaisa, they were makrivit b'sheish umechza, but hayushoim od mechza sholiachemikan, they would wait another half hour umispalalim sheyala korban l'rotzon, so that the sort of tag on to the korban musaf. During that half hour between Sheshu Mechza and the beginning of the seventh hour was dedicated to tefillah, and they would be mispalel that this great tefillah and this great korban of Musaf would be accepted by Hashem. Now, we've mentioned before that there's something called plaga mincha, but let's also mention that there's something called mincha gedola. Now, Mincha Gedola begins at 12 and a half hours. Now, if we're going to take on a perfect day, you know, this is just a theoretical construct, on a perfect day, 6.5 hours going down to 12 hours, which means that Shkia is at 12 hours, meaning the 12 hours, in the afternoon. So what you're going to have is the following. The day begins with, let's say, Amud HaShachar. Again, that's also Machlok Shri, the Magen Avraham Gaon. But let's say Amud HaShachar, and it ends with Shkia. So let's assume in a perfect number, we'll round it off at 12 hours. And Mincha Gedola starts at 6.5 hours, which means that from Mincha Gedola until Shkia on a perfect day would be 5.5 hours. And we could calculate Plaga Mincha as dividing up that period of 5.5 hours into two equal halves. The other way of doing it is what's called Mincha Ketana. Now, Mincha Ketana is 3 hours later. So instead of 6.5 hours, it's 9.5 hours. Which means that from Mincha Ketana until Shkia will be 2.5 hours, right? Because you're already at 9.5, you add 2.5 to 9.5, you get 12. Then we're going to take Plaga Mincha, and we're going to divide up that period of 2.5 hours into two equal segments. That's going to give me an hour and 3/4. Did I get that right?
It's 2.5 hours?
2.5 hours, right.
It'll give you an hour and a quarter.
An hour and a quarter, I meant to say. I forgot what I said, but I meant to say an hour and a quarter, right. So here's the Gemara Safik, Yiboilahu. The Gemara vacillates. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the time for Tfilas Mincha is up until Plaga Mincha, means halfway, so we have to divide from Mincha till Shkia, divide that into two segments, and you have to dab Mincha before the beginning of the second segment. What did he have in mind? Did he have in mind Plag Mincha Kama? Ka'amar? That's what he had in mind, which is what we call Mincha. What we call Mincha Gedola. I mean, the Gemara calls it Mincha Kama, a Kama, the first Mincha, because it's earlier than Plaga Mincha Achrona. But we call it Mincha Gedola. So that's again, it's 6.5 hours. So if we take 6.5 hours till 12, we have 5.5 hours. We divide that into half, and we end up with 9.25 hours from the beginning of the day. And that would be the latest time for Mincha. And that's, you know, that's quite early. That's like, let's call it 3:15 in the afternoon, if you follow what I'm saying. If 6 o'clock would be Shkia. So already at 3:15, you have to have Davar Mincha going to this tzad in Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, the other possibility is Plag Mincha Chrona Ka'amar, which means we're going to start with Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. And we're going to go from there till 12, which gives us 2.5 hours, which we're going to divide into two equal halves. And then we're going to end up with 11 minus a quarter, which would be 10 and 3 quarters from the beginning of the day. So we have two possibilities. It's either 9 and a quarter, which we said was 3:15, or it's going to be 10 and 3 quarters. And 10 and 3 quarters would mean that we're talking about on a perfect day would be if you started with 6 and you went backwards by an hour and a quarter would be 4:45. So that gives you an extra period of an hour and a half. So Gemara vacillates. It doesn't understand right now exactly what Rabbi Yehuda had in mind, Tashma, but we'll bring a brisa. And later on, the Gemara is going to actually reject this brisa. But let's just understand the brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Plaga Mincha Chrona Amru. When we talk about Plaga Mincha, and that's the latest time from Tfilas Mincha, that's Mincha Chrona, meaning we're going to start with Mincha, we're going to start with a Plaga Mincha, and we divide a Plaga Mincha into two parts. Vehiya Achatisre Shos Chosravir, 11 minus a quarter, which we said was 10:45. And therefore, we're accepting the second tzad in the suffix of Iboilehu. Now, we had two brisas, if you remember. We had one brisa that supported Rabbi Yossi, and that was at Tfilos Ovestik. And we had another brisa that supported Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Tfilos were established by the Anshei Knesset Gedola, corresponding to the various korbanos. So now the Gemara says, Neima Tehvi Tiuvta de Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina. Should we say that brisa, the second brisa, which supported Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and it clearly indicates that the tefillos were organized to correspond to the korbanos, is now a pircha, it's now a contradiction to Rabbi Yossi, who says that the avos were masakin, the three tefillos. And the Gemara says, amalotcha, there's no contradiction. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina will tell you, li olam emalotcha, I'll always agree to you, or I'll always insist, I should say, that tefillos avos tiknum. However, there's no contradiction to say that on the one hand, tefillos avos tiknu, and yet at the same time, when the Chachamim came to establish the Zmani HaTefillah, because again, the avos only established the Ikar HaTefillah, meaning the broad sketch of the tefillah, but they didn't get into the specifics and establish exactly when we have to daven each davening, what are the time periods, and other dinim, is Asmechinu Rabbanan HaKorbanos. So when the Chachamim, later on, at the time of the Anshei Knesset Gedola, they would chisel out all the dinim and all the time periods for each one of the tefillos that were established by the avos, they would depend upon korbanos. They would make sure that the tefillos would correspond to the korbanos. And even though the Rabbanon understood very well, according to this Shita Rabbi Yossi, that the tefillos themselves were established by the avos, nevertheless, they needed to establish some sort of a chiyuv. The avos themselves can give us a breakthrough, a framework or a precedent, but they cannot establish a chiyuv lispalet. And therefore, there had to be at some period of time a moment historically when the Chachamim stood up and they enacted a chovas tefillah. And when they did that, they established the chovas tefillah in a way that would correspond to the korbanos. And as we said before, some of the details, especially the time period in this takana of Chachamim for the three tefillos, would correspond to the korbanos. The ilo temahach, if you don't agree, if Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina denies any sort of correspondence to korbanos whatsoever, and it's purely avos tiknum, then how many tefillos are you left with? You're only left with three tefillos. The tefillos musav Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina man tikna. Where did it come from? I mean, after all, the avos were masakin the three tefillos, but they weren't masakin tefillos musav. And you have no choice but to assume el tefillos avos tiknum vasmechinu rabbanan akorbanos. At one point in time, the Chachamim had to establish a chiyuv tefillah, and they did it to correspond to the korbanos, and once they did so, they added a tefillah called musaf to correspond to the korban musaf. Now, as far as the latest time for shacharis is concerned, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arba shos. Now, the Gemara has a suffix vacillating back and forth. What did Rabbi Yehuda have in mind? The Gemara has a suffix. Ad v'ad b'chal o dilma ad v'lo ad b'chal. And this seems to be a general question that applies all over Shas, but here is the source for it, the root of it, right here in Masechta Brachos. What does the word ad mean? Until. Does it mean until X and including X? Or until X but not including X? So the issue now is going to be, what's the status of the fourth hour as far as Rabbi Yehuda Linyan Shachas is concerned? Did Rabbi Yehuda exclude the fourth hour, or did he include the fourth hour? If you hold Ad V'Ad B'chlal, then he included the fourth hour. Tefillah Shachas is until the end of the fourth hour. If you hold Ad V'Lod B'chlal, then the latest time for Shachas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the beginning of the fourth hour, the end of the third hour. So the issue here at stake would be what Rabbi Yehuda would hold about the fourth hour itself. And the Gemara now is going to prove from a different part of our Mishnah as to what does the word ad mean. So again, what the Gemara is now going to embark upon with the Toshma is not an analysis of the word ad in the question in the context of Shachris, but let's look at the ad in terms of Mincha, and whatever ad means in terms of the Sefer of our Mishnah, meaning in terms of Mincha, that's going to reflect back on the Reisha in terms of Shachris, what the word ad means. So Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, with regard to the Zman of Tzilus Mincha, Ad Plag HaMincha. Now what does Ad Plag HaMincha mean? If we could determine what Ad Plag HaMincha means, then we could determine what Ad Arba Shos means in the case of Shachris. If you're going to tell me that Ad Plaga Mincha means the latest moment for Mincha is Plaga Mincha, is Hainu De'ika Ben Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in that Mishnah. When is the latest time for Mincha? Is it Plaga Mincha or is it Shkia? Eli Amrit Ad V'Ad B'chlal. So when Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Plag HaMincha, he means Ad V'Ad B'chlal, is Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to turn to Daf Chav Zayin Omer Alf Hainu Rabbanan. In other words, it turns out that you're completely obliterating the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Why? Because if we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman of Tefillas Mincha is until the end of that period of time called Mincha Ketana, which is called the Machtzis Hachrona Shel Zman Mincha Ketana, and even the Machtzis Hachrona is included, then we're saying that that period of time, which is called the Machtzis Hachrona of Plaga Mincha, of Mincha Ketana, excuse me, is also included as Roy, as fit for Tfilas Mincha, is then there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, because then Rabbi Yehuda is saying Ada Erev, because you're adding the Machtzis Hachrona of the Zman of Mincha Ketana. And we cannot reduce, or shall I say, obliterate the machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. We know that Chachamim extend the time of Mincha, and Rabbi Yehuda limits the time of Mincha. So it must be, therefore, we have no choice but to assume that Rabbi Yehuda meant that the Machtzis Hachrona of the Zman of Mincha Ketana is excluded from Tefillas Mincha, which would mean that we're talking about Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. But the Gemara is not happy with that either, because Elamai are going to tell me that Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal is, what are we going to do with Tefillas Musaf? Emos Seifa. It says V'shal Musafim Kol Hayom Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos. What does the word Ad mean in the case of Musaf? And now we're going to have a long braisa, which is going to prove that without a doubt, in the case of Musaf, what Rabbi Yehuda meant was Ad V'Ad B'chlal. But again, we don't have time for that today, so B'li Neder will pick that up on another occasion. Let's just make a note of where we got up to. And let's see if we can...